you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So today we're really talking about flipping the coin of consciousness. I've been reading this wonderful book by a man named Anam Thubten, a Tibetan monk, called The Magic of Awareness. And he says that flipping our consciousness is like flipping a coin. When we flip a coin, we simply turn it from one side to the other side. It doesn't take any mental process or any effort to see the other side, and it doesn't take a long time. We can flip our consciousness the same way we flip a coin. And when we do, the other side of our conditioned mind is enlightenment. So I understand that to mean that one side of our mind, the one we spend most of our time in, that's busy thinking and worrying and ruminating about the past or planning the future, that this side of the mind is like living in a dark room where we can't see anything except the stuff of our thoughts, the past or the future. And when we flip our consciousness to the other side that is present and aware, then anything is possible. It's like flipping a light switch on and experiencing what's happening here and now. And that's why it's called enlightenment. We all have the capacity to become enlightened in any given moment. Meditation is the act of flipping on that light switch. I think this idea of flipping a coin is a great metaphor for our meditation practice. When we're practicing, we notice our busy mind and it feels contracted and closed down. But when we decide to stop focusing on what's going on in our mind and we flip our attention to focus on our breath and our body and our sensory experience, everything expands and opens up and we feel a lot more relaxed and we can simply be. Meditation shows us that we have the innate ability to rest in the present moment. It's simply the other side of our conscious mind. There's no special thing we have to acquire or achieve. In fact, it's a space that already exists within each of us, a quiet space that exists of simply being before the busy act of thinking begins. And a lot of people tell me that they'd really like to meditate, but they can't because they think their minds are too busy. This idea of flipping the coin makes it possible no matter how busy their minds are, because there's a side of the mind that actually knows how to be quiet and do nothing. We just have to learn how to listen for that quiet place instead of the noise and practice resting there, learning to trust that the possibility of quiet, this state of enlightenment, is actually always there inside each of us. And meditation cultivates a relationship to that space. So today we're going to practice flipping the coin of consciousness. And we'll go ahead and begin. I want you to find a comfortable place to sit. Let your back be supported. If you're sitting in a chair or you're sitting on a couch or even in your bed, you should sit up instead of lie down, because you'll probably fall asleep if you're lying down. And if you like to sit on the floor, I suggest that you put a cushion underneath your hips so your hips are higher than your knees. And let your hands rest in your lap. They can be one palm inside the other with the thumbs touching. This is called Zen Mudra, or just palms down on your legs. And we'll start with three deep breaths, breathing in through the nose. And as slowly as you can, out through the mouth, like blowing through a straw. Inhaling deeply. And blowing really, really slow. One more time. Just knowing that these three deep cleansing breaths are kind of like your transition from your outside world of listening, thinking, doing, the busy life that we all live, and really dropping into the body, into the breath, and into that space of awareness where you can turn that light on. Good. Now just let the breath go in and out of the nose, noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in. And notice how warm it is when it comes back out and how it mixes with the cool currents of air right in front of your nose and your face. And feel the air on your skin. Any areas of your skin that are exposed, your hands, maybe your neck or your feet. Just noticing the temperature and the quality of the air. Notice if there's movement or a weight to it. And notice the breathing again as it goes in and out gently and naturally through the body. And allow the mind to label the breath 2 or 3 times, just saying to yourself, breathing in when you breathe in, and breathing out when you exhale. This bringing the mind into the body through the path of breath is a great way to anchor the mind when it floats off into space, into thinking, into that dark place. You can return to that space of enlightenment just by reminding yourself, I'm here and I'm breathing, and then name a couple of breaths. And now allow the mind to move down into the soles of your feet, really connecting with the way the bottoms of your feet feel. And let your mind and awareness move in through the feet, into the ankles and the tops of the feet and between the toes, up into the shins and the calves, feeling the bones and the muscles and the skin. Moving into the knees, the fronts and the backs and the sides. Up into the thighs, feeling the long bones and the way the muscles stretch and the skin that wraps around them, holding everything together in the legs. And then move into the hips, the low back, the low belly, the floor, the pelvis, and really allow yourself to make contact with the muscles inside and give yourself permission to soften from the inside out. Move into the sides of the body and the ribs and the middle back, up into the chest, the armpits, the shoulder blades that can glide down the back and tuck in like wings, allowing the heart to soften and rise in the chest. The collarbones lengthen, the shoulders drop to the elbows and wrists and fingers. Feeling the skin of the arms and the hands, the fingertips. Lower your chin slightly and let your jaw release, making space between your teeth, noticing the bones in the skull, the weight, the texture. Softening the face and the eyes, and imagining that the scalp and the crown of the head can open towards the sky. Now allow yourself just to notice how the body feels, the breath that flows in and out, the sounds around you. Just allowing yourself to be and feel and experience this moment without having to do anything, plan anything, or think anything. And if the mind gets pulled towards doing and thinking, you simply take a deep breath, reconnect with the body and the present moment, just flipping your consciousness from wandering to presence. And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. Notice if your mind has wandered and gently draw it back through the breath by deeply inhaling and labeling the breath to yourself. Inhale. And labeling the exhale. Reminding yourself where you actually live. In this space of being in the moment. Listening and feeling and experiencing. And that all that is enough. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're flipping the coin of consciousness in our minds, One side of the mind is busy, chattering, planning, thinking, worrying, and the other side allows us to just be, and that space is already there. So all we have to do is sit and breathe and let ourselves be. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels, your state of mind, how the air feels against your skin, the top of your head, and the bottoms of your feet. Pure awareness can happen anytime you direct your attention there. Put your breath in the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up the back and exhale down the front 3 times. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori and KX93.5 FM Laguna's only nonprofit station, and I thank you for listening and wish you peace along your way.